Dom always says that things like sacks and turnovers come in bunches. Can it work the other way if you're not getting them? Like, does it sort of become harder to get?
Well, I think the opposite of bunches is scarcity. So you hope that's not the you know, the case here. But, you know, yeah, I think there was some stat where we had a few years of having sacks in a row in games, and not only do we have one, but we have two. But I think it goes hand in hand with the pass rush and pass coverage, and I mean, we just have to do a better job on both ends of the stick there. So we got to find a way to get after the quarterback, yet at the same time be able to make those plays on first, second down, whenever it is, as well as third down to get off the field. So I think it goes hand in hand, and you've seen the games in which we've had big number of turnovers, interceptions, or sacks, and either the coverage has been great, helping us get home to the quarterback, or vice versa. So, we got to get back on track, and it starts this week. So, should be a good one, especially with, Detroit and their propensity to throw the ball at times. So, hopefully that's the case this week.
So, Clay, why do you think the production's been down the last couple weeks in the pass rush?
That's the same question he asked, right?
Well, I was looking back, sort of, you want to – build off of what you can learn off the last 2 months.
Well, I mean, like I said, we just, it kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, we're not doing a good enough job at getting after the quarterback, despite the excuses of max protect or whatever you'd like to say. Yet at the same time, I don't think we've been up to par as far as, getting off the field on those third downs or giving up big plays. So I really think, anytime they have the kind of ball in their court in regards to, as you saw in the Denver game, the run game and the pass game,